a lovely day. Josh Berger, Ottawa County Commissioner and Chair.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bill Withers.
A lovely day.
Isn't it a great song? The sun is shining.
I think we're
going to push 40 degrees today.
Oh.
It is spring in West Michigan. I didn't wear a jacket in today.
Oh, come on. You're such a Grand Haven guy.
I mean, it is a builder flannel shirt.
I'm surprised you're not wearing shorts.
Well,
I mean,
maybe
somebody will walk by wearing shorts momentarily. My lead today, the Board of Commissioners approved lots of things yesterday. Ottawa County Community Mental Health as a standalone authority instead of an agency of county government. For people who don't understand what that means, what does that mean? Will there be a new building, new employee? What does that all mean?
Yeah, great question. Technically, it is a piece of paper. It is an organizational document.
Got it.
That says CMH is no longer a department of the county.
Mm-hmm.
It is its own independent authority.
Okay.
If you think in business terms, it's its own business. However, it has tight connections with the county still. The transition plan that we worked out is going to be a 4 to 5 year transition plan.
Okay.
Where Ottawa County is still going to take care of the finance department. They're going to be the IT department, the human resources department.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure that the staff has what they need to do to continue meeting the needs of the community.
Okay.
So it is by and large a paper document. The significant thing for us mm-hmm. as a county and the reason to do it is a law was passed back in the 1990s by the state of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and it states in that law, at the MCL, and I don't have the code, the number right mm-hmm. off the top of my head, but that if a CMH, if a county mental health organization becomes an authority, then the county proper is no longer responsible for its financial obligations to mm-hmm. deliver state and federal Medicaid services.
Okay.
So this was very much a way to protect the county, to make sure that the state of Michigan and the federal government send us the money that our constituents are owed for the services that CMH provides. Simple as that.
Okay, and it was a 6-5 vote. Okay.
You got it. And those who voted against it, it was interesting.
Yeah, well, what are some of their thoughts? I know that, you know, Sylvia, or was it Allison or Sylvia wanted to, felt that it should just stay, you guys should have more control.
Yeah, you know, over the course of the conversations, we had three public hearings over the last 2 months, and I watched some of the Ottawa Impact arguments or positions changed just a little bit.
Okay.
Initially, Sylvia, for one, was very much in favor of keeping it as a part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
She even advocated, much to my surprise as a Republican, she advocated that county dollars be spent to subsidize the federal government's obligation.
Wow.
To the tune of, I think it was at the time, somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million.
Wow.
For me, as the fiscal conservative guy, that one kind of boggled my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, benefit of the doubt for Sylvia, it's because her heart is there caring for these people that are being served by CMH and
mm-hmm.
wants to make sure those services are going to be provided, which they will regardless. Their argument when it boiled down to in the end was, I'm kind of in favor of this. These are the Ottawa Impact Republicans, but
mm-hmm.
let's wait a little bit.
Okay.
And for those of us, the traditional fiscal conservatives, for the traditional reasons to do this, to
mm-hmm.
make sure that we're protecting local taxpayer dollars, we saw this as, hey, you know what? We've got a lull in the action right now. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. Now is the time to undergird this whole system and make sure that we're headed in the right direction. So when uncertainty strikes, we're prepared for it.
Okay.
That's really it. And I think Commissioner Zylstra, he had a little bit of a different position.
Mm-hmm.
He felt very strongly that it should remain a part of the county.
Right.
And ideologically, boy, struggling with that word, from a more traditional Democrat progressive perspective, that makes sense. So I think Doug stayed true to his colors on that one.
Okay. I know everyone was very, very pleased with the Ottawa County Eviction Prevention Program, over $300,000 over 3 years from the Board Initiatives Fund. This is a partnership agreement between Ottawa County and Good Samaritan Ministries. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's a terrific program. So I got to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
When the prior presidential administration was in, they released a lot of American Recovery Act. I got to get the ARPA funds to local communities. And Good Samaritan came to Ottawa County with a presentation to say, hey, if we had access to a significant sum of money, we could work on keeping people in their homes
mm-hmm.
when they come into a crisis situation that exceeds their savings account balance, which for many of our citizens, I mean, heck, there were times in my life when I was struggling that much. It would have been difficult to have a $1,000 car repair and still figure out how to pay rent. So initially, that grant was around $2 million. that grant was applied. It was used. They learned a few lessons on that, on some expectations they had that some of it might be paid back. back, and in the end, they realized that just wasn't going to be a part of the puzzle, wasn't going to happen for the constituents that they were serving. However, it's a very worthwhile program. Mm-hmm. They committed to do it again for 3 years, and they also committed, which I love, to reach out to the community, to look for additional funds from the community. So okay. they're leveraging the dollars that the county is getting and looking for matches from organizations within and individuals within the community. The big picture is, if you can keep somebody in a home
yeah.
through a short-term crisis, that family, that individual is much better off than if they are homeless and they enter into our homeless system,
yeah.
if you will, whether they're sleeping with friends, mm-hmm. In a car, or they're in one of our... the Holland Rescue Mission, one of
right.
our mission organizations.
Right. Or the People Center in Spring Lake
yeah,
or wherever
Center,
they may
Lake,
be.
The right. Salvation Army, Love
right.
Inc. We've got great organizations
yes.
that are there.
Yes.
But let's try to keep people in their homes. Let's try yeah. to keep families together. And that's what their objective is. So happy to partner with them. $150,000 in the first year, $100,000 in the second year, $50,000 in the third year.
Okay.
So it's tapering down. And really, they are looking for the community to step up. And I wish I could remember the name of the organization out of Zealand that actually came on live during
okay.
public comment
uh-huh.
and said, we are committed to this program. We're going to match the county's dollars, dollar for dollar, excuse me, match the county's contribution dollar for dollar.
That's awesome.
Right out of the gate. You actually got to look that up, Mary.
I will look
them
that
a plug
up.
Because that was phenomenal.
That's really, really cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, it's tough out there. I'll tell you. Let me tell you. You went to Washington, D.C. What was that all about?
Yes, Washington, D.C. So Ottawa County is a part of an organization called NACO,
mm-hmm.
National Association of Counties.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 3,000 counties in the country that are members. Twice a year, they have events where they bring all the counties together to teach sessions on housing affordability, transportation, water resources, some of the border states to the south dealt with border issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great opportunity for them to look at what is Washington, D.C. doing and how does it affect your counties?
Mm-hmm.
That's on the receiving end of the information. The flip side to it, especially in the D.C. meetings that I was able to attend for the first time, they create opportunities for us to sit down with our legislators to actually let them know what is going on in Michigan and in Ottawa County in our own neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So our county commissioners met with Alyssa Slotkin,
mm-hmm.
Gary Peters,
okay.
both of our state senators,
yeah.
excuse me, federal level senators.
Right.
I was able to, while they were meeting with them, I was able to sit down with Bill Huizenga, our
nice.
Congressman.
Good, good.
And also Congresswoman Skolten
okay.
to talk about issues. And I talked to both of them, mm-hmm. Very impressed. Congresswoman Skolten and I sat down for 15 minutes, talked about transportation,
yeah.
and talked about groundwater. Because we have some issues with the Marshall Aquifer. As we know, it's drying up in places.
Yeah.
You would think on Lake Michigan, we would have ample water. The problem is it's really expensive to get water to some of our rural areas. So Congresswoman Skolten and I had a good conversation about that. She's very interested in helping. So
good.
If you're listening and her staff is listening, remember, you're very interested in helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was really a good trip.
That's good
to
hear.
Trip,
That's really, really good to hear.
To be able to be out there and to advocate for our constituents back home.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though. This is interesting. And you and I off air, we're talking about how young a lot of the staffers are
yeah.
on these teams.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I think Washington, D.C. and Lansing mm-hmm. are run by the group of college graduates from the age of 24 to about 34. They are everywhere.
I know.
They've got their nose to the grindstone. They are doing a great job for our congresspeople, our elected officials.
Well, and the thing is, too, they work them real hard.
Oh, they do.
You know, they're working 12, 13, 14, 15-hour days. At
yeah.
62, that's something I could not do.
No, well, listen, my wife and I got married right out of college.
Did you?
Age
yeah.
24 for me, 23 for her.
Yeah.
And there is no way I could have done a job like that.
Yeah.
And I would have been sleeping on the couch every night because I would have been in trouble.
It's a lot of work.
Because you're working hard. So hats
yeah.
off to them for all they're doing for us back here in Ottawa County.
What else are you guys, how is the deputy administrator doing?
Oh, he is doing a dynamite job.
Okay.
Absolutely. He's hit the ground running coming from Berrien County.
Yeah.
He's the fascinating thing about Ottawa County is even though we went through a speed bump, a pothole.
Mm-hmm. There's more than a pothole.
There's more than a pothole. Thank you. What do they call those when the whole ground kind of...
I don't know, but it was a big mess.
Yeah, it was a big mess for a while there. Despite that or having come and recovered from that,
uh-huh.
The vibe around the state and around the national... I mean, we talked about Ottawa County, in Lansing just two nights ago, as well as in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And people have noticed that we have recovered, that we are moving forward in this county. And so that allows us to bring in qualified county administrator candidates.
Yeah.
The gentleman who's doing it, he was a county administrator in another county.
What is his name, the deputy?
And he came, and you know what? His name is escaping my mind right now.
I know. What is horrible. Wrong with me this morning?
He bikes. He's got cool shoes. He's got awesome. He and I actually had matching jackets. Yeah, would you Google it? Because it's one of those, you know, senior moments. Can we claim
that? What is wrong with me? I do this on the podcast. Brian.
Yes. Brian. I'm sorry.
It's Doucette, right?
Doucette. Yeah. Okay. Brian Doucette. Yeah. Brian Doucette has great taste in sport coats. He had, you know, you remember the Facebook post where Phil Kiers and
you both were wearing
wearing the same.
Yeah. That was funny.
Brian has a very similar
one. Does he?
So we're going to call it the Ottawa County uniform now.
Oh,
we're going to try and get every, you know, senior staff member and commissioner to wear one by the end of the year.
Well, it's good to hear that people are seeing that, you know, that Ottawa County is moving forward, but as a Republican, it's got to be frustrated that you're not embraced by the Ottawa County GOP. They just had a big meeting. I think it was last night. You know, if you don't support every single thing that President Trump is doing, you're no longer a Republican. That has to be frustrating for you.
You know, thank you for asking that question. Well, yes, it is frustrating.
Yeah.
And I even had these conversations with some associates, fellow Republicans, who are more traditional, fiscal conservative, old school. You could say compassionate conservatives. You could go back to Reagan, although I didn't agree with everything Reagan had, much more so than President Trump.
Sure.
George Bush. I can go back to Dwight Eisenhower, even all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt, who were more, I'm going to call them traditional Republicans. Mm-hmm. Maybe even Teddy Roosevelt, you could say, was a little more of a progressive Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with those. But at the end of the day, I happen to fall into the Republican camp. I'm a pariah among the members locally. But on the national level.
Yeah, what was it like in Washington?
Well, there are many more people out there who are looking at the 150-year. I mean, the Republican Party has been around since Abraham Lincoln, going back to the Civil War, doing some great things from day one. And we have to look at the 150-year arc of the Republican Party. And MAGA and President Trump right now, they have, I want to say, taken over, usurped the mantle of the Republican Party. But I firmly believe that when the MAGA position starts to sunset on the Republican Party, either with the next election or one of the next two elections, the traditional fiscal conservatives like myself, who have been there in the wings, who are doing it day in, day out, compassionately serving the people that they're elected to serve, the party's going to rise again from that perspective. And there are days,
oh, I'm sure,
where I certainly question.
No, I'm sure.
What I'm doing,
I know. I see the posts all the time.
Yeah,
I do.
Got it.
One last thing. I know that Barbara Lee Van Horzen always comes and speaks from the Momentum Center. Allison Meadema made a comment about the Momentum Center and Barbara Lee Van Horzen possibly misspending resources with no proof whatsoever.
Can
we talk about that?
Yeah,
that's like gossip now in the community.
Yeah.
Barbara Lee, she went to the Philippines for a month, I believe.
Yeah, she took. I spoke with her on the phone last night.
Okay.
To check in with her
to
give her a heads up on what was said, and also to confirm that, you know, it was not Momentum Center dollars that were being spent on the trip. She basically took a 4-week vacation. She had not taken much time off in the 10 years that she's been on that board.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us can take a vacation. We can go anywhere we want. She happened to choose to spend her own money to go to the Philippines.
Okay.
She had read a study in Harvard, about countries around the world that are doing a phenomenal job with building the family unit and quality of life.
Okay.
The Philippines ranked pretty darn high. I think it was number 3 on the list.
Yeah.
And she said, you know what? I'm going on vacation. I'm taking some time off, but I want to continue working and continue looking into ways that I can improve what I'm doing in Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
So she went over to the Philippines. She spent 4 weeks there. I think she told me her trip cost all of $2,400. Paid for it herself out of her own pocket, used frequent flyer or credit card miles to pay for her trip. That's what it is. And she came back and shared yesterday how excited she was to share with the community what she had learned. Commissioner Meadema I believe, I hope she, you know, acknowledges it, that she read the room wrong.
She's not going to acknowledge that she read the room wrong. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I can always hope. But yeah.
She owes Barbara Lee Van Horsen an apology.
Well, that's
not going to come.
You're not far off there, and that's not going to come. And, you know, we talk about this, and I do not always succeed at it, but it is so important that before we weigh into an issue or talk about an individual, particularly in a community, we're a small town.
I know.
Pick up the phone.
I've done it too.
Give them a call. I'm guilty of it.
I know.
So for those of you who I've done that to, I am sorry. But
passion. You know, you hear something and you're like, well, what happened here? And you know,
But we're human, so let's give ourselves grace and give the other person grace. And we teach our kids this. Hey, when you make a mistake, own it, apologize for it,
and
offer
then just
to
move
fix
on.
It. And then we can all move on in a healthy manner. So yeah.
Good to see you.
Hey, great to see you too.
We're one day closer to spring.
I
know. Look at that outside.
It's
We're
beautiful.
Just like staring out at the window. Oh, there's blue sky. Look at that.
You know, let's just, if we keep our eyes up high enough, you can't see the snow still on the ground. We're heading into spring in those gray, nasty piles, but the sun is going to be shining again soon.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you too.
Ottawa County Commissioner Josh Brueger and board chair as well. All right, we'll do this again next month.